All right, welcome back to the Yarlo Home Cringe Show. This is your host, Katie Shahan, and in the studio today we have Donnie. Donnie's with Brush Monkey, and Donnie, you specialize in painting and plaster, is that right?
Yeah, I would say we specialize in taking care of people's homes. Paint, plaster,
even
finishes.
Better.
Yep.
All right, so on the Home Cringe Show, we like to talk about cringy moments in home ownership and how we have experts like Donnie come on and give us some tips and tricks on how to take better care of our house and when it's time to call a professional. So Donnie, usually we start off with a customer-submitted home cringe moment. We have our socials on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and people like to share some of their cringy stories with us. Today, one of my favorite home cringe moments is submitted by Andrew in Roseville. And Andrew, the last time he painted, his cat stepped on the paint can lid and got little cat prints all over his carpet in the bedroom he was painting. So I guess lesson to our listeners is to keep animals away from painting surfaces. Was that right, Donnie?
Except the brush monkeys, yes. Brush monkeys can come into your house anytime, yes.
I love that. So if you are listening to our show, feel free to go to our social media sites and submit your own home cringe moment, and hopefully we can read it here on our show. Today we're talking with Donnie Olson with Brush Monkey Incorporated out of the Twin Cities. And Donnie, we're going to play our fast pitch game where I get to ask you as many questions as I can in about a minute and hear some of your entertaining answers.
Great.
All right, ready?
Yep.
All right. So how long have you been in painting and plastering homes for?
It'll be 19 years in February.
Wow. You are experienced. What is your favorite type of donut?
You know, my favorite and my standard are two different things. My favorite's going to depend on the manufacturer of the donut and the location of the donut and the weather. And then my go-to donut is always going to be a glazed.
Wow. Just regular glazed, not chocolate glazed?
Nope, just regular glazed. All simple, right. Elegant, sweet, sticky.
Have you ever had any interesting animal or insect encounters while on the job?
Yeah. I recently wrote in a Canvas Rebel interview about a mouse that really shook my understanding of what something will do to stay alive. But I'll leave that one in the article, and this one I'm going to talk about is my cat Monkey, who showed up after a move of our shop and home, and I had a boneyard of things that I should have thrown away that I wasn't willing to part with yet, and this cat just showed up, and it's a Norwegian forest cat. The cat is so cool. It likes to hang out outside. It follows me into the shop. It goes where I'm working. I'm just in love with this cat. This cat's name is Monkey. Yeah.
I love that.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. What areas of town do you provide services for?
We service the metro and a little bit beyond. You know, I've gone to Duluth. I've gone to Chicago. Oh. I've gone to L.A., you know. But most of our business is within 12 to 20 miles of our office, which is in South Minneapolis.
Oh, very nice. And what would you say is the most common tool left behind on the job?
I'm going to say a step stool.
Oh.
First, I'll say it's always going to be exterior before interior, right? So,
right.
But once it gets into inside, most likely I would say a step stool is left behind.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. And then my last question for you. In your work, do you also remove popcorn ceilings?
We do. It starts there, I think, for a lot of people. I think a lot of people start to evaluate the interior of your home. Acoustic ceilings have a lot of visual noise to it. Mm-hmm. You can get to a calmer, quieter room just by minimizing that texture. So we tend to not be the person that responds to somebody saying, hey, I want to paint my walls. We're going to kind of find out why and what you think you need to do with the walls. Is it just the color? Is it, you know, is it need to be maintained? Is it dirty? Is it degreased? You know, all these other questions that you had later on. I think there's a whole lot more going on that we can bring complexity into our paint experience and really come up with something much better than we thought we were going to go headed into it.
That's amazing. I never thought about that, and you're right. I'm sure popcorn removal has been a big thing since COVID and people having to stay in their homes and trying to figure out what is that, as you said, that visual noise that's really bugging me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting. All right. So, Donnie, I want to hear from you. Do you have a customer home cringe moment you want to share with us?
You know, there's three that really come to mind. So I learned what I learned by getting into property management. I went into condemned properties, and I would learn how to get things up to code, not just on a surface and finish level, but, you know, the garbage disposal, the plumbing, the electricity. You know, we did minor stuff. I combined that with my love of design and construction and taking care of people's homes, and this is kind of what we've all done. So any of the disaster environments that I've walked into, it really was a situation where somebody's safety and health was were compromised. There's no children and there's no elderly people, so I didn't really take it beyond any other. Obviously, I didn't do the work. I direct to resources, social resources. One guy had this, his bathroom just was completely falling in from the roof above.
Oh, wow.
And another one was an insurance, was a house that just was so infiltrated with black mold. And I'm like, did you take this to your insurance company? They're like, no, they didn't want to do anything. They might have been uninformed. They might have been misdirected. But whatever it is, you want to take these cases and really kind of put them to an area where somebody can really help them from ability of reaching out to some groups of people that can give back and help get them in a stable, clean home or place. You know, there is some bad stuff out there. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Wow. I appreciate your candor and your, I think that's something that our listeners and I know as a homeowner, I struggle with when you see that issue happening and you're like, okay, who do I call? What resources do I have? Yeah, I can Google. Yeah, I can, you know, but when someone's really looking for help, that's amazing that you're able to help guide them.
We will always help. I will never turn somebody away and say, hey, you're not for us. We're not for you. There's a human on the other side of that phone that most of the time just doesn't even know where to turn to for somebody that to trust. You know, you don't even have to pay me. I'll make sure that you get set in the right direction.
Oh, Donnie, you're amazing. That's why we love you on the Home Cringe Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And hopefully our listeners will support you. And because there's not every day that you run into someone that's doing the services that you are doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're going to run in some questions. These are just some random questions I have as a homeowner. One of them being, people talk a lot about different types of paint, like flat, gloss, enamel. Do you have a recommendation of when I should use flat, gloss, enamel, and like what room I should be using it in, if that makes sense?
You know, I do from the point of view of you're picking out a dress or you're picking out a suit, right? I think there's quality paints. And when it talks about flat, gloss, and enamel paint, I just don't follow those standard protocols of saying that satin needs to be on the trim, semi-gloss needs to be on the trim, satin on the walls. I just think there's quality paints in all categories. And it's about, you know, if you want a shiny ceiling, let's do a glossy ceiling. Most ceilings are flat. But if there's something about the design or the intent of bringing focus to the ceiling, let's just make sure it's imperfection-free and it's going to look beautiful when it's done.
Yeah, that's great. So, in the bathroom, is there a specific, it's like some people say that they prefer glossy because it helps with the moisture in the bathroom, or is there, or doesn't really matter?
Glossy walls are going to be easier to wash, but what's important is what a paint's scrub test rating. You know, you can get a glossy paint with an 800 scrub test rating that's going to fall apart after a couple of scrubs. What's going on the walls is what's called mineral deposits. It's from your water, your hard water or soft water. We just want a paint that's going to provide well and do better in a moisture environment. Benjamin Moore Bath and Spa is a great paint for that. It's formulated, perm-rated for moisture environments, and you get much more better durability, and the mineral deposits don't seem to bother that type of paint as much.
That's fantastic. So I refer to them as like sweat stains in the bathroom, and that's what you're saying are the mineral deposits?
Yep. So just imagine the steamy shower, getting everything kind of steamy and condensed in the mirror and the wall and the ceiling, and that water goes somewhere, right? That's mineral in your water. It's mineral in your steam. That's what's clinging to the walls and not coming off as easily as you would like it to.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then one other random question. So I have whether you have a plaster or a textured or a popcorn ceiling, sometimes like spider webs and different things can get up in there. Is there a good way to clean a textured ceiling?
Vacuum, I think, is
vacuum.
If you have an unpainted popcorn ceiling, is probably the most gentle approach to getting that stuff out. Routine cleaning, you know, once or twice a year, you know, going through is probably good. But a painted popcorn ceiling can be, you know, you take a broom up there and whisk it off. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, we're running out of time here with you, Donnie, on our show. But for our listeners who are very interested in Donnie Olson's service, he's with Brushed Monkey here in the Twin Cities. And if you have any questions, I'm sure you could text him or call him. Donnie, what's the best way to get in touch? Do you prefer text or email or your website?
Probably email. Website gets you kind of into the right area. Sarah at the office can take your questions and your call and get it put into a place. Give me the room that you want to change the most. Give me the room that you say, you know what, I'd really like to do something here, and I'll give you 20% off on that room.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's if our listeners heard that, you get a 20% discount with Donnie with Brushed Monkey here in the Twin Cities. So give Donnie or his assistant Sarah a call, and let's support our local painters and handyman and.
One other thing. Oh, this is done. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. Thank you so much. When I say what's a handyman and then what's a brushed monkey, that's the thing I get sometimes. What's a brushed monkey? I say, what's a handyman?
I like it.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Yarlow Home Cringe Show. My name is Katie Shahan. I'm the host and the founder of Yarlow. So it's a free app on the iOS and Android Google Play Store. So download it, check it out. And we were just talking with Donnie Olson of Brush Monkey. He is very good at painting plaster. And as you heard, I really love about Donnie is he does more than just tell you what paint colors look good or what type of texture you want on your walls or ceiling. He really does a whole analysis of what don't you like about your house and how can he make it more livable for you. And I know with COVID and being trapped in the house all the time, and a lot of us continue to work from home, it is so nice to change up the look of your room
And so the fact that Johnny takes the time and asks you those questions, those probing questions to see what would really make you feel more comfortable in that room, I really like that a lot about him. So Brushed Monkey, and you can find them online, as well as his phone number is 612-325-0808. So, yeah, check that out. So the rest of our segment here, we are going to talk about how I use the Yarlo app for tracking my paint colors in my house. So I just recently painted my house, and I did a DIY special with a friend of mine. We had a good painting party. And so we kind of degreased the walls. I was doing the kitchen and a hallway, and there's a lot of handprints on the walls. And so it's like, okay, should we just wash the walls, give it a good wash with like a magic eraser? I found does a really good job of taking scuffs out. You do have to be a little careful because it can take some paint off of the wall too, but nothing too noticeable. So if you have little scuffs, I totally recommend a magic eraser. If you have little dings in the wall, one of my favorite stories, my mom was telling me that when she moved out of her dorm room in college, they had to fill the holes in the wall before they left. So they got Colgate toothpaste, you know, the white stuff, and they would put that in the holes to cover them up because it's the same color as white paint. So you didn't need to paint, and you could just fill it right in with $2 toothpaste. Probably not recommended for your house, but if you're in an apartment, you know, I don't know, check it out, go for it. but if you don't want to use toothpaste, definitely there's spackle and different things where all you need is you can buy a little cup of it at your local home improvement store and a little putty knife, and you can just slap that on and it fills the holes in. If you do a thin enough coat, you don't need to sand it too much, but, you know, might as well get a piece of sandpaper anyway and give it a little rub down so that way it's even and you can't tell the differences when you do that. But then again, you might, if you use spackle or any type of filler for holes, or you just want to change the paint color, you will have to paint your walls. So what I do is I use the Yarlo app to keep track of it. So how the app actually works is if you download it from the store, the App Store or the Google Play Store, then you can claim your house. So the app does have MLS housing data if you've bought your house in the last 5 or 6 years. So we might have your data on there. You just find your house. You can also, we have an interface with some addresses, like postal addresses. So you just find your address and you say, hey, this is my house. And then you can go forward and start adding your receipts and your appliances and warranties. So what I did when I painted my walls, my kitchen and my hallway, is I used two different colors. And I don't know if you're like me. I usually have two or three different shades of beige or two or three different shades of gray. And so when you have to do a touch-up, you can never... You try and label the cans, but it's always hard when you use two different coats or tones of a color in a room and you're like, okay, is this that wall or is this can this wall? So what I do is I take a picture of the can and I take a picture of the wall that I painted and I store that in the app. So then I can pull it up and I'm like, oh yeah, it's this color. I bought it at the paint can at this store and this is the wall that I painted. So it's just a really nice way for me to keep track of my paint colors and what I do in the house. I call the app is really great for type A casual people. People who are very organized, but they're not consumed by organization, shall we say. So I know that I want to keep track of all the improvements I do to my house. I don't necessarily want to keep track of a spreadsheet. I need the receipts for tax purposes, but then when I go into the shoebox or the folder that I've been keeping those receipts in, the ink has run off of them and I can't read them anymore. So just taking a picture of them and I can throw the paper away, like, oh my gosh, that's such a great feeling of just being free of the clutter. And I don't have to keep a file cabinet. I don't have to keep a box or a binder or anything physical. Because at the end of the day, when I need to fix something or I'm like, oh man, I need to get a new filter for my refrigerator, I'm not going to go and find a piece of paper. I'm just going to take out my phone and start searching and trying to figure out what type of filter I need and what brand and size and all that fun stuff. So I just put it all in the app, take pictures of it, put it in the app, and it's all right there. So I don't have to go find that piece of paper if I'm at the office or I'm on vacation and I'm like, oh yeah, I have to order that. It's all in my phone in an organized manner, but you know, it doesn't take me a ton of time to organize it, which is kind of nice. So that's how I use painting, taking care of my house and the paint in the app. I also recently replaced my kitchen sink, and that comes with a warranty. So when I put it in the app, I can take a picture of that and my warranty and put it under the appliances, even though a kitchen sink really isn't an appliance. But because I had the warranty information that I wanted to track on it, I put it in my appliances area so that way I can get a notification when my warranty is running out. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes, so one time I bought appliances from a scratch and dent store, and they said that they warranted the appliances for 1 year. And if you called them in exactly 1 year, you would get your money back for like the warranty that you bought for them. And, yep, I put a calendar reminder in my calendar, and I totally forgot to do it. So I lost out on getting my warranty money refunded to me, or even just having the appliance be serviced before the warranty ran out. Those are like big things for me, and I totally forgot to do it. Just kind of like in the old days when your phone was warrantied for 2 years, and you found that every time your phone on like 2 years and 1 day, something would go wrong with it. And so I always felt like, how does the phone know that it's been 2 years and now my warranty is gone? So by having those little reminders in my app is just so much easier than keeping track of it on calendars and spreadsheets and all that fun stuff. Plus, I have a picture of it, so I don't have to go find that piece of paper. I just have the warranty details right there for me. The other really cool part, I was putting in a new water softener, and this company told me, or maybe it was a water filtration, a reverse osmosis water filtration system, and the guy told me that the filtration system came with a lifetime warranty. And I said, okay, well, so if I sell the house and the house has a new homeowner, is the warranty transferable? And they said, yeah, it is. But they're banking on that new homeowner not knowing that the warranty exists. So they're going to spend money to get a new system or, you know, replace whatever they need to. That's kind of the fun part about the app is when you sell your house, all that information goes to the new homeowner. So when I list my house for sale, it shows that I have a lifetime warranty on my garage door spring. I have a lifetime warranty on my reverse osmosis water filtration system. I have a warranty on my kitchen sink. So all of that information is super present, and as the market gets tougher and tougher to sell, there's been some doomsday predictions coming up here in 2024 and 2025 for the housing market. As it gets, you know, tougher to sell our house, it is so nice to have those warranties and just putting it out there for buyers to see right away. Because that's something when I'm buying a house, like, knowing that I'm covered on those things. Yeah, there are whole home warranties. Sometimes sellers buy for the new owner and they last about a year. But I've heard some horror stories. I've heard some good stories, but I've also heard horror stories about like the warranty doesn't cover the problem you're experiencing. So just knowing that there's a warranty on the appliances that already exist is super nice, in my opinion. So anyway, that's how I use the Yarlo app. It's in production, so yeah, feel free to download it from the App Store. It is free. Our goal is to make home ownership something any person can attain. And I think sometimes why we want to stay in rentals is because we're afraid of all the maintenance, and it's kind of scary becoming a homeowner. So if we can make that process easier and help people build generational wealth through homeowning, that's kind of the mission of Yarlo, is and why we keep it free, is that homeownership should be attainable. Everybody should be able to do it if that is their dream, and we should give resources to make that investment pay off and build that generational wealth. So anyway, check out the Yarlo app on the Google Play Store and the iOS App Store. Download it, play around with it, claim your house, add some receipts, and hopefully it will make your home ownership journey a little bit easier. And this is Kate with the Home Cringe Show. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and send me your home cringe moments. Maybe we'll air them next time on our show. Thanks, everyone. Have a great afternoon.